I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Now with Syria, it seems we wait. We don't know what we're waiting for, but it appears that the West, led by the United States, is mulling some sort of military response to the use of chemical weapons in Syria last week. There's still uncertainty, though, over who exactly is responsible for the attack last week, which is believed to have killed hundreds of people and injured thousands more. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel said today that the U.S. and its allies are still trying to confirm the assumption that the Syrian government was behind the chemical attack. But Hagel also made it clear that American forces are ready for any eventuality.
The president has asked the Department of Defense to give him all options for all contingencies. We have done that. He has seen them. We are prepared. We have moved assets in place to be able to fulfill and comply with whatever option the president wishes to take, if he wishes to take any of the options that he's asked for.
Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel stating that the U.S. military is ready for whatever President Obama decides for Syria. Jonathan Marcus is the BBC's defense and diplomatic correspondent. First of all, Jonathan, how soon could anything happen, do you think?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, clearly none of us are privy to the internal decisions in the Pentagon and the White House, but I think it could be sooner rather than later. If I had to make a guess, towards the latter part of this week, Thursday night maybe, into Friday, it's hard to know. But since it seems to be a kind of rather limited, you might call it punitive strike that is being proposed, nothing terribly vast, probably the assets to conduct that kind of strike could be in place pretty quickly. Some of them, the naval components, may be already in place. In terms of aircraft, well, America clearly has a number of aircraft based in southern and southeastern Europe. There are British and French warplanes that potentially could be involved as well.
And well, remember, let me stop you there, because you're talking about British and French assets. I mean, the U.S. is not alone in its outrage over the use of chemical weapons in Syria, but what kind of international support is Washington getting right now?
Well, you're right. There is a good deal of international support. Whether much of that support would turn into actual active participation in a military operation is another matter. But there is generalized support in Western Europe. The most likely countries who have spoken out in terms that strongly suggest they would be involved are Britain and France.
And what about support in the Arab world for some kind of intervention or punitive strike against Syria?
Well, here it's not entirely clear in terms of whether the Arab world backs military action. The Arab League today has certainly come out condemning the Syrian government for its use of chemical weapons, as they see it. That's not an entirely unanimous view. Lebanon has problems with that. Lebanon, of course, is a country which falls very much under Syria's tutelage and orbit in some ways. Well, certainly important factions of the country do. Iraq, which also is slightly closer to the Iranian and Syrian view of things, had some reservations about the Arab League decision as well. But of course, Arab support is important because in the absence of any UN Security Council resolution backing military action, and it's very unlikely that they're going to get that because China and Russia are intensely opposed to military action, then at least having Arab support in the Arab world for a punitive strike against Syria would be an important thing, I think, for Washington, Paris, and for London.
So the Assad government has threatened to fight back if the U.S. leads an attack, but what can they do? I mean, various pro-Assad sources have indicated Assad is more than able to fight back.
Well, brave words. Given the likelihood of a rather limited attack by the Americans and its allies from distance, it's hard to see what the Syrians can exactly do directly. Clearly, Syria has reasonably effective air defences. It has a lot of older Soviet systems. These have been sprinkled in with some rather newer Russian air defence systems. So Syria does have reasonably impressive air defences.
Do they have any anti-ship defences?
Well, anti-ship defences, potentially, but they're not going to be able to find submarines. The ships can fire their missiles from well offshore. And, of course, American naval assets are very modern and have the full array of defensive measures. So I think it's hard to see. I don't think we're getting ready here for a sort of stand-up war between Syria and the United States and its allies. Of course, one thing Syria can do is to continue attacks on its civilian population. And if it does that, then, of course, the question becomes what more can be done in terms of military action by the United States and its allies. Clearly, it could foment problems elsewhere in the region through groups like Hezbollah and so on. But remember, the whole region is at a very delicate moment with the crisis in Syria, the crisis in Egypt and a number of other Arab countries. So I think the Syrians, despite the brave words, are going to be rather more cautious when it comes to actually widening out the conflict.
The BBC's defence and diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus there.